Yo, welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad, and I just want y'all to know this week has been crazy. There's been so much going on this week, especially with all the stuff going on with Will and Chris Rock. We about to just jump right into that. I'm not trying to bring it back up, but the saga still continues when it comes to that, because now Chris Rock has still been quiet about the situation. He has chosen not to address it yet. You know, even though he's been on tour, you know, he just started his tour up, Ego of Death. And, you know, the crowd was definitely showing him love, you know, showing him that they got his back. And, you know, they worried about him. And he said sooner or later, when he finished processing it, he'll address it. So until that time come, you know, we just waiting to hear what the word's going to be. But his brother took it upon himself. His brother's on tour, I think, with some more. And his brother was on stage, you know, talking about, yeah, it's up there. So he definitely want all the smoke. He not letting it slide. And it's wild when you think about it, not about his brother having his back, but just how you thinking that you don't know which way it's going to turn, and it's definitely turned up. So we definitely going to see how things pan out. But as far as Will is concerned, he has resigned from the academy. We don't really know what that entails, but I know that they put that out there. And he issued a rock. He issued a apology to Chris Rock, which he didn't accept. And it just is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, you disrespected that man in front of millions of people. How you expect him to deal with that? I'm not taking sides, but I understand when you embarrass somebody like that, it ain't no thing that's just going to go away. That's going to be around forever. Those photos, people still joking around, it's going to be around forever. So you don't know how somebody going to respond unless you put in that situation. And both families are invested. So we'll definitely see how that's going to pan out in the near future. I'm going to keep y'all updated. But we're going to keep it rolling. You know, besides that going on, you know, a whole bunch of music came out. It's a lot going on as far as music is concerned. Dreamville had their festival this weekend, and they came out with an album. Shout out to Dreamville, J. Cole, and the whole camp. So they definitely been having a lot of performances. A lot of people was down there this weekend down in North Carolina. So shout out to all the performers and everybody that had anything to do with the Dreamville Fest. The Grammys are today as I record. I don't know all the winners, but the only couple of winners that I do know so far as of this recording is Tyler, the Creator, won Album of the Year. Kanye won 2 awards tonight. So as I get more of the announcements, I'll definitely, you know, bring them up to your attention. But like I said, the Grammys are going on. I didn't even get to see who going to be performing, but we'll definitely figure all that out down the line. A lot of music came out. Chris Brown. You got Freddie Gibbs. He just put out a new single. Earth Gang, they came out with an album. Coyle Ray, her project dropping this week. I think Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Got a lot of music coming y'all way, man. Chris Brown dropped a single. Let me see if I can find it. I want to play a little bit of that if I can find it. It's called Warm Embrace. Let me play a little bit of that for y'all.
Thank you.
Alright, that's just a little snippet, man. I told you, hey, Chris do not miss, Joe. For real, he be having them bops. Also, want to play that new Freddie Gibbs with him and Rick Ross. It's called Ice Cream. Yeah, that's that Freddie Gibbs and Rick Ross called Ice Cream. I wanted to play something off this Dreamville album. I wanted to play this song with Ari Lennox. It's called Blackberry Sap.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to the stage the one, the only, Ari Lennox.
Fall asleep, long as you don't break the goal, you could be my little free, hit it with the fool.
That was R. Lennox on the D-Day mixtape, and it was called Blackberry Sap. Man, I tell you what, she another one that don't miss. She always be having them slaps. Man, I can't wait for her to come out with her next album, man. I love her voice and her vibe, man. She's so genuine. Let me see. I want to find one more song to bring it home. Who else came out with something? Let me see. All right, I'm gonna play Lil Durk, Federal Nightmares. That includes my musical segment of the week. I'm going to just start calling it my new bops. The new bops of the week. That's going to be my music segment, man. So, the last thing I want to leave with y'all before I wrap this episode up, we're going to have some relationship talk. And the relationship talk I want to talk about this week is don't be afraid to love who you want to love. And the reason why I say that is because nowadays, people let society get to them and really let society tell them who they're supposed to be with. Whoever your heart attaches itself to, that's who you're supposed to be with. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Because at the end of the day, you the one got to deal with that person. And yes, if y'all get married, your family got to deal with them too. But at the end of the day, it's still your choice. Your decision, your preferences. Don't forget to do what makes you happy. Be with who makes you happy, who loves you, will take care of you, protect you, all that. Don't ever forget that. I just wanted to put that in somebody's spirit because somebody need to know that. Don't worry about what your friends think of them. Only worry about, excuse me, what you think of them. Make sure they're right for you. Keep God first. Stay prayed up. Thank y'all for listening. See y'all next week.